USA News. I'm John Schaefer. A mercenary group is advancing toward Moscow and gaining ground. The leader claims that Russia bombed his soldiers, causing him to question the Ukraine invasion. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine William Taylor is calling it a big threat to Vladimir Putin.
He doesn't know where the loyalties are going to be. He doesn't know if his troops are going to be loyal.
The group has seized a major Russian city near the Ukrainian border. President Putin, in a televised speech, vowed to crush the Wagner group. The White House is closely monitoring the unfolding situation in Russia. National Security Council spokesman Adam Hodge says President Biden has been briefed several times on that developing situation. Special Counsel Jack Smith is requesting a delay in the classified documents trial of former President Trump until December. That request, filed on Friday, is due to the longer-than-expected time required to obtain security clearances. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 37 criminal counts related to his handling of classified documents after he left the White House. There are still many unanswered questions about the Titanic sub-disaster and who should foot the bill for finding pieces of the vessel on the ocean floor.
Investigators continue to search for clues as to what caused the catastrophic implosion that killed all five men on that sub. Correspondent Tom Costello says it's still up for debate whether any further recovery efforts will be made.
If they decide to go forward with that, who would pay for that? Would the taxpayers pay for it? Or would some of the families, these very wealthy families, that were involved, whose they lost loved ones, should they be involved in picking up the tab?
Laura Winters, USA News.
The Supreme Court has not yet issued decisions on two significant cases this term. Rulings on affirmative action and on President Biden's student loan relief program were not announced this week. More decisions from the High Court are anticipated to come on Tuesday morning. This is USA News.
Shop the best deals of the summer now at Lowe's. Freshen up your home inside and out with buy one, get one 50% off on select interior and exterior paints and exterior stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Plus, save big on select patio furniture and accessories with up to 50% off. Lowe's knows July 4th savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 6/28. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, more terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
A top advisor to Senator Rick Scott stated that the Florida Republican is not contemplating a White House bid. According to senior advisor Chris Hartline, Senator Scott is focused on securing a second term as a senator and has no plans to run for president. Hartline emphasized that while it's flattering to be mentioned for the presidential race, Scott has repeatedly expressed his intention to seek re-election to the U.S. Senate. This denial came in response to a New York Times article suggesting that Scott was considering joining the crowded 2024 GOP presidential primary field. Finding a place of your own might be harder than you think.
The number of people looking to move into their own home was twice as much as available houses in 2021, according to a report by real estate marketplace Zillow. They say there were about 8 million individuals or families who lived in someone else's home and only 3.7 million homes for rent or sale. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Good news for classic film enthusiasts. Turner Classic Movies will continue to be on the air, bringing relief to fans. Warner Brothers Discovery, the owner of TCM, underwent a corporate restructuring that led to the departure of several key TCM team members. The shakeup had worried classic movie buffs and prompted outcry from acclaimed directors Steven Spielberg, Martin Scorsese, and Paul Thomas Anderson. The Mega Millions jackpot will continue to grow. No one matched all six numbers in last night's drawing. That means Tuesday's jackpot will now be worth $343 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.